Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms.
You can mock your friends and you can mock your draft, but you can't mock your friend's draft. Or maybe you can. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe Pizzapia, and today it's another mock draft action spectacular with my good friends Pat Fitzmaurice, Andrew Erickson, and Derek Brown. We're doing a full PPR mock draft with our friends from Discord. Again, if you want to join our Discord, it's free to join at fantasypros.com/chat. We've also pulled a couple of our good friends from our Twitter machine as well to partake because we always feel it's more fun to draft against you because you know what you're doing because you listen to the show, you watch the show, and that's why we like a challenge. We want to hang out with you guys in draft. We want to raise the bar of the program, and you're all helping us do this. So shout out to everybody who has taken an hour or so out of their day today to spend some quality time with us mock drafting. And of course, today we're going to be using our fantasypros.com/draftwizard multi-user draft software. It's the best in the business, baby. For mock drafts, you can run simulations by yourself. If you have friends, you can send them links and use the multi-user draft software to draft against them. If you have enemies, you can send it to them too. If you have colleagues, send it to them. Hopefully they will also mock with you. There's so many ways to get it done. And there is absolutely no better draft software out there to get you prepared for your drafts. And again, that's fantasypros.com/draftwizard. That's the place to get it all done. And obviously, if you are a premium member of Fantasy Pros, like I keep telling you, now's the time. Use fantasypros.com/offers to get in on that. Get 6 free months of the premium membership. You get even more tools in the draft wizard. You can set your keepers in there, run mock simulations, all kinds of cool stuff. And of course, we're going to be on the YouTube channel today. So make sure if you haven't already, subscribe to Fantasy Pros YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros, where you can watch the mock draft and of course make comments because we love your comments. It's fun. So subscribe and click that little bell till it goes ding. So you know every time a new pod drops, a new Andrew Erickson workout video, a new Derek Brown beard grooming video, or some sort of cheese making video that Pat is working on. That's been his summer hobby. He's making cheese. So gentlemen, I know you're all as excited as me to jump into this mock draft. Before we do, Andrew Erickson, Mekhi Becton, going to be out for the year with a broken kneecap. That sounds super painful. You are, of course, a Breece Hall enthusiast. Has your enthusiasm died down a little bit before we jump into this draft?
Does Mekhi Becton's injury affect how many touches Breece Hall is going to get? Like, that's the thing. It doesn't really move the needle for me because it's about the volume Breece Hall. That's the question mark. I really don't care who is playing necessarily at tackle. And Mekhi Becton, we weren't even sure where he was going to line up, you know, whether it was right tackle or left tackle. And I actually like the Jets guy that they drafted this year, Max Mitchell. I think that he can fill in and actually be a starting tackle for their offensive line. So if this causes a dip with Breece Hall, I'm buying.
Okay, there you go. I just wanted to check in. That was big news before we kick things off. Now, I am going to be in the 4 spot today. Big pod energy. Andrew Erickson's going to be in the 2 spot. Biggest pod energy. Yes. Pardon me.
It's August, baby. Thinking? Let's go.
Thank you for the correction. I stand corrected. Or I'll just sit corrected. Either one of the two. Derek Brown, you're at 108. Fitzy, taking the 12 today. How you feel about that?
I don't mind that 1-2 turn, Joe. It's kind of like fun to come off there and make those rapid fire picks.
All right, Derek Brown, I can only assume as we kick things off here today, you're just happy not to see Fuzzy here drafting ahead of you, because last time Fuzzy sent you on tilt, he must have had a dentist appointment this afternoon or something.
I'm not going to lie. Right before we went live right now, I just checked the draft room just to see if Fuzzy was in here. No lies detected. I am kind of curious, looking down the names here. I do see that we have Biggest Pod Energy in here, but we also have Chalupa Batman, so curious where
you know Chalupa Batman. I know Chalupa Batman.
I love it, man. Yes,
uni guy. Yeah, absolutely. The rest of the people joining us today, we've got Nice Putt, we've got Fantasy Guru 101, Chalupa Batman, Dr. Meh, we have Jazz Roundtree, which I believe he was a backup running back for the Steelers at one point, Mock Draft, Andrew Taco is here, CB. CNG or GNC or GNG, I don't know what it is, and Fitz. Okay, so it's a fun group here we've got. We already got Christian McCaffrey going with the 1-1, so Nice Putt starts things off here. Big Pot Energy gets to take his boy Jonathan Taylor, so talk to us about that. That must feel pretty good to get Taylor at the 2, huh?
Yeah, I thought I was going to have to decide between McCaffrey and Justin Jefferson, and I was thinking about starting with the wide receiver just to see how my draft would shake out, but, I mean, he took McCaffrey first, so I'll take Jonathan Taylor, who averaged just as many points during weeks 4 through 17 as McCaffrey has done in his last 4 healthy starts, which people just don't seem to care about. So whatever, I'll take Taylor.
Dalvin Cook goes at 103. I'm going to take Justin Jefferson at 104. Duh. Stay on brand, baby. I love me some me. Cooper Kupp goes at 105 right after, then 106, Austin Eckler, followed by Derrick Henry. Derrick Brown, another Derrick, you're up on the clock for the 108.
I'm just going to say please and thank you and take Ja'Marr Chase extremely quickly here.
Yeah,
because anytime you could see him fall to 108, you just wrap it up in a nice little gift basket and you say thank you and you move on.
I love gift baskets. Gift baskets are great.
They're great.
Like seriously, like around the holidays, you send a nice gift basket that's got like snacks in it where I can watch bowl games and eat snacks. I'm all for that, man. I don't care. Here's a question, though. Do you like the sweet or the savory gift basket, D-Bro?
I always go for the sweet, man.
You're sweet. You're so sweet. See, I knew that about you. All right, let's move on here. Derek took Ja'Marr Chase, then DeAndre Swift goes at 109. Joe Mixon at 110. We're anxiously awaiting Pat Fitzmaurice's pick. Najee Harris goes at the 111. So Fitz, the board is to you. Are you going wide receiver? You going a mix? You doubling down? What are you doing?
I'm going to double down on wide receivers here and go with Stephon Diggs and Davante Adams.
Otherwise known as the Joey P strategy. So talk to me about the double down here. How do you decide this over a Kelsey or an Aaron Jones or Barkley or somebody like that?
If I'm required to start 3 wide receivers, I am not going to be weak at wide receiver. I'm going to bully people at wide receiver, especially when you can flex one and start 4. So I'm going to build depth there and I'm going to do it right away. And I know I'm going to actually like some of the running back options coming back to me on the 3-4 turn.
All right. So we'll see how the turn unfolds here on the program as the Fantasy Pros world turns. Travis Kelce goes at 202, followed by Aaron Jones at 203. Mock Draft is up next here, taking CeeDee Lamb right before Derek Brown. A little bit of a kick in the nuts there for D-Bro. How do you rebound? Where do you go next year? Is it Barkley? Is it Fournette? Is it Andrews? Or is it somebody else?
Top 2 in my queue were CeeDee Lamb and Saquon Barkley. I'm just going to take Barkley here. One curious little note, and I was talking about to our subs yesterday in Discord. Can we talk about it for a fact like that just for a second here, guys? Travis Kelce, why the heck is he falling out of the first round? Like, I think that is just crazy sauce to me. Is anybody else on the board, or am I just drinking the crazy sauce?
Good question. Fitz, you don't have to pick for a while. You want to take that question on?
Yeah, I mean, I just, I never like my team builds that much when I go with the tight end early. And, I'm fine in principle with Kelce. I think he's most likely going to have a great season. He's getting a little close to that age cliff where I'm maybe a little bit more nervous that things start to go wrong, either physically or maybe just, you know, a slight downturn in efficiency. In a vacuum, though, I do think you have a good point, though, D-Bro. I mean, like, there's probably value-based drafting principles. I think he's probably worth a first-round pick, late first-round.
Yeah, I mean, he's a top 12 guy for me.
I think what Fitz is saying, though, is like, do you like the build when it's all said and done? And I think the answer is it's trickier. There's no doubt about that. Let's keep
things going here after CD Lamb and Saquon Barkley, Keenan Allen goes off the board, followed by Alvin Kamara, Leonard Fournette. I took Javonte Williams at the 209 pick there. That was the last guy that I, quote, feel really good besides Nick Chubb. Unfortunately, you know, I think the offense is going to be without Deshaun Watson for most of the season. That's the word I'm going to use. Most. Fantasy Guru 101 at 210 takes Mike Evans, Andrew Erickson, the biggest pod energy that I've ever seen. Let's go. Who are you taking at 211?
AJ Brown. Wide receiver Eagles, baby.
Any insight you'd like to provide? You are an analyst here at the channel.
I mean, he's an alpha wide receiver, and he's going to dominate like he always does when he's healthy.
All right, there you go. He's the domination has begun. Mark Andrews goes at the turn at 212, and nice putt. 87 is going to have another pick here before it goes back to BPE. Erickson, what are you hoping makes it back to you here?
I got two guys I'm looking at. One of them who should be there because he's a tight end, and then I'm looking at another wide receiver because I know that this particular receiver will not fall back to me with you hooligans drafting against me at 411 or 502. Unless he got taken.
My goodness.
Now, T. Higgins.
Hooligans. My word. All right. T. Higgins goes. So after being insulted by Andrew Erickson, he goes ahead and takes Cortland Sutton at 302. And you're right. He would not have made it back to you. But do you feel comfortable taking him above Tyreek Hill, Debo Samuel, and Michael Pittman, a couple other guys that are higher in terms of rank? Are you at peace with this selection?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel super confident about Cortland Sutton. And honestly, the Tim Patrick injury just makes it more likely that the red zone targets and touchdowns hone in on Cortland Sutton. I'm all in, and I'm willing to take him at the beginning of the third round, and that's the confidence I have in him.
All right, he is all in. Here's an interesting piece now. I have to come to a decision. Debo Samuel just went at 303. There's two players that I really like here. It's just a matter of, you know, when I pass on the running back situation, I did not think that Nick Chubb was going to make it back down around to me, and after all, I am president of the Chubb Club. So Joey P going off the rails a little bit here, going two RBs here, back to back. Sometimes you got to change it up and just play the board. Tyreek Hill goes next. We'll see if my wide receiver two that I'm looking for makes it back to me. I doubt he will, but we shall find out. Michael Pittman and Tyreek Hill go off. 305 for Tyreek Hill, 306 for Michael Pittman. DJ Moore, very controversial player at 307. Derek Brown, controversial in his own right at 308. You're on the clock.
Well, I was really hoping Michael Pittman was going to make it to me. That did not come to fruition. So, considering we are in a PPR draft, fellas, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, we are.
I think that there's a real possibility that Jalen Waddle could outpace Tyreek Hill in this Miami Dolphins offense. So, yeah, I'll gobble him up.
Music to my ears. He is gobbling the Waddle, which sounds like something I shouldn't say a second time. 309 is up next. Mock draft. We'll see what they are going to say. I just like saying mock draft. I don't know why. Travis Etienne is the selection at 309. Andrew Taco, is it Kaylee or Saley? I don't know. What do you want to guess that is, boys? Andrew
Taco. Kaylee?
Andrew Taco. Yeah, let's call him ATC. ATC on the clock takes Deontay Johnson. GB on the clock right now for 311. Fitz, you are anxiously awaiting the turn at 312. Ezekiel Elliott off the board. You've got two wide receivers. Where do you go next?
Oh my goodness. I'm going to violate my own ironclad rule of drafting. And, you know, my rule is that you can maybe take a luxury quarterback and maybe take a luxury tight end, but never both. I'm going to take both here. First, I'm going to hit the button on Josh Allen and pair him with Stephon Diggs. And,
look at you.
I think Allen can be even better than he was last year. Like, he actually, between 2020 and 2021, he fell down by quite a bit in yards per attempt, passer rating, QBR. He was less efficient and by a lot than he was in 2020. So I'm going to do that. And then I can't pass on the value of Kyle Pitts here in the fourth, man. It's just too good. The guy is just a complete freak show. And, you know, I think anything in the latter part of the third round is a Dion Pitts. Early fourth is just a fantastic bargain.
I absolutely love this build. This is something I do all the time at the turn, where you take the two big wide receivers and then you take the best players on the board. Even if it, you know, instead of chasing negative running backs, right, who may or may not move the needle, you went and took a tight end who's at the top of his game potentially there in this season, and the one quarterback as well. And to me, that's how you go win leagues. You figure out running back. Look, you know you're going to have
theoretically a deficit. You got to be careful who you take. You got to take some upside, build some depth. But I think it's terrific. What I don't think is terrific is Mike Williams going off the board at 402. This makes me very upset. I was hoping he would make it to me. Probably wasn't going to, but that's all right. I've got a plan B and C. We talked about that later. Terry McLaurin at 403. Brandon Cooks at 404. The wide receivers are flying. Derek Brown, where are you flying to next?
I mean, this is the shelf that you want to target for running backs right now. I mean, I've got James Conner, Cam Akers, and Breece Hall all staring at me. Did not think James Conner would fall down the board. I'm guessing this has something to do with Eno Benjamin cutting into his pass route snaps. At this point in the draft, I mean, the fourth? Yeah, I'll take James Conner and just bet on that he gets enough of the pass game work, and the Arizona Cardinals offense is still really good.
All right, James Conner goes to Derek Brown. Jazz is up next. Hopefully we'll make a pick and then flash some Jazz hands, and does with DK Metcalf. The Dr. Meh is on the clock right now. Dr. Meh selects Allen Robinson. And if Matthew Friedman was here, he would say meh to that selection, I'm pretty sure. Chalupa Batman 408 is on the clock. I am on deck. So many options, so many ways to go. What do I want to do? Let's see. George Kittle goes off next. Great. Fantastic. Give me Jerry Jeudy. And I got another plan too. Keep my fingers crossed that the guy I like is around there, wide receiver three for me. I take Jeudy. Look, I just feel like we're going to get great Courtland Sutton games. We're going to get some great Jerry Jeudy games. It's just going to be that kind of season. The Tim Patrick injury, I think, has actually made the Jeudy investment just a little bit safer. You know, I think it's going to be tougher for somebody else to really eat into that targets. And it looks like I am really heavily invested in the Broncos today. So let's ride. Marquise Brown at 410. Big Pod Energy, who are you riding with at 411?
I mean, I can't believe this guy is still on the board as a running back in one of the best offenses in the NFL. I'm not talking about Breece Hall. I'm actually talking about Cam Akers. I mean, we're gonna fade Cam Akers into the near fifth round on the Rams? Come on.
No way.
Come on.
Do you even lift, bro? I mean, who thought you were talking about Breece Hall with that setup, by the way, Erickson?
Well, I mean, you introduced me as like the Breece Hall stan at the beginning of the show. So
well, I know, but when you start off with one of the best offenses in the NFL, who says the Jets?
Watch Zach Wilson, baby. See it happen. My quarterback from the last mock draft.
412, David Montgomery goes next. Gross. Now we're at the 5-1 turn. Patty Mahomes goes off the clock. Big Pod Energy 502, you are up next.
Yeah. I like the receivers here, but I mean, I'm just going to keep two good values at running back. I'm just going to take Breece Hall.
Wow. Whatever. All right, look at you. Taking all the value on the board. That's what you do. You build core roster strength, so there you go. Stan got his man at 502. Breece Hall goes to the biggest Pod Energy I've ever seen. Fantasy Guru 101 is up at the 503. I'm now contemplating. It's very tempting. Herbert's still around there, floating around. Very tempting to take him, but I don't think I am going to. Darren Waller goes next. I'm going to go in the Wayback Machine and as my third wide receiver, select Michael Thomas. So give me all the slants and let's go. And just kind of buying back into the volume in the PPR format. I feel like this is a good path to go. I think there's going to be a lot of volume there. Touchdowns are always hard to gauge, no matter who you have. So I'm going to try the bounce back. And this is a guy that I drafted as well in real life and flex draft this weekend as my third wide receiver there too. As a three, I think it's a slam dunk. Why not take a shot to see what happens? Chris Godwin goes next at 505. The Chalupa Batman, Dr. Meh, is up next on the clock at 5:06. We'll see where they go. A few picks to Derek Brown. D-Bro, what do you have your eyes on here as we continue this draft in the fifth round?
So if I had closer picks, like if I was sitting in Patrick Fitzmaurice's shoes, I would be considering possibly the double tap of like Lamar Jackson and Bateman. I really like a lot of the wide receivers left on the board here. And already having two running backs, feel really good about those guys, both with workload and pass game involvement. So a lot of it's maybe quarterback here, depending on how the board falls, but probably just a wide receiver. There's a good shelf of guys here, like Bateman, Mooney, Amon-Ra St. Brown, any one of these guys. And there goes Mooney.
So you can't say that anymore. He's gone to 507. Herbert went at 506. Nice value there from Dr. Meh. So Darnell Mooney off the board. One less wide receiver. Let's see how that impacts Derek Brown's selection. And who is that selection?
It's got to be the Bayman. Bayman. Yeah, I know. It's absolute shocker. I like wide receivers that are really, really talented and could possibly get 25% plus target shares this year. Crazy, I know.
I know. I mean, why would you want to do that? Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about League Tycoon. You heard us talk about League Tycoon last season. Well, this offseason, they released a brand new mobile app that makes contract dynasty leagues even better than ever. If you've been thinking about upgrading your league to a contract dynasty league, you are going to love League Tycoon. Contract leagues inject a real strategy into your league with salary caps and contracts. On most sites, running a contract league is a pain with tons of spreadsheets, setup work, and trying to keep up with everything. League Tycoon is built specifically for contract dynasty leagues. You'll never have to use spreadsheets again. Everything is built in and automated so that even managers with no experience can have a league up and running in just minutes. They have a top-of-the-line website and mobile app that makes being an owner in a contract league really intuitive. Best of all, if you create a league on League Tycoon with the promo code FANTASYPROS, your league is completely free for the first season. That's right, free when you use the promo code FANTASYPROS. What's better than that? You'll find out how sharp League Tycoon is and how much fun your league can have playing Dynasty. Check it out now at LeagueTycoon.com. Again, that's LeagueTycoon.com, promo code FANTASYPROS. And now, back to the action. Amon-Ra St. Brown getting some respect from Mock Draft there at 509. ATC is up next at 510, and then GB at 511. It's funny when people use the funny names, too. I would think that everyone would want to use their real name to hear it's on the podcast, but maybe not. Maybe they should be working right now in their office, and they don't want to get themselves in trouble. So that's fair, I guess. Amari Cooper goes next. That is another player. Lots of big divide in terms of the thoughts on Amari Cooper's value this year and what the range of outcomes might be. It feels like there's a lot of ranges there. GB is up next at 5:11. Pat Fitzmaurice, you're on the clock for 5:12 coming up in a second here. So still looking for RBs. Do you see any on the board worth selecting here?
Oh, yeah. And the lack of respect for this guy is always a little bit puzzling to me. I mean, a guy who's basically as big and as fast as Jonathan Taylor, played with, you know, a broken shin bone basically last year, and has scored double digit touchdowns in each of his first two seasons. But yeah, I know he fumbles. I know he's not like a great inside zone runner. There's some issues here, and the usage is problematic, especially if they're talking about a significant role for Brian Robinson right out of the gate. But man, I'm just going to bet on the talent. Like, it's an old truism in fantasy baseball, Joe, especially when you're drafting relief pitchers. Bet on talent and not on role. And so I'm going to take him, and I'm going to pair him up.
My other favorite.
Yeah, A.J. Dillon, man. With the Packers losing Devontae Adams, we know they're going to run at a higher rate, and I think their really good defense is going to allow them to do that. And they're going to target their running backs at a higher rate. And Dillon showed that he's a pretty competent pass catcher last year. You know, Aaron Jones is going to be used more in that role. Dillon's going to be the sledgehammer, but he was their goal line back down the stretch last year. I think he will be again, and there's like 8, 9, 10 touchdown upside here.
At 5:11 before Fitz selected, Elijah Moore went off the board. Then Fitz took Gibson and Dillon at the turn at 5:12, 6:01. Lamar Jackson at 6:02. ATC's up next. Fitz, it's amazing how similar we see that bottom spot there at the turn. I think this is textbook, and it's great to see somebody like you who's smarter than me doing the same thing, because it makes me feel good about my strategy down there. Thanks, Kyler buddy. Murray goes next at 6:03, 6:04. We're getting a little bit of a quarterback run. We'll see if it continues here before Derek Brown goes. Oh no. Jalen Hurts goes right before Derek Brown. Somebody check on D, bro. Is he okay? we gonna be able to keep going with this draft? We need to pause. Are you okay, D?
All I can say is our drafters, our subs are really smart, because that was they the are? Top of my queue. That's where I was going. I was going Jalen Hurts. I was going to go rushing quarterback and upside. Unfortunately, I got the snipe. So I'm going to go with a player I have not drafted very much of. And we have to adjust to what we think is news versus noise in camp. Elijah Mitchell coming out of camp, all the buzz is he is getting like 90% of the first team work. He's getting all the first team reps and stuff. So I'm going to take Elijah Mitchell here and bypass. I mean, hey, come on, guys. This could be the first draft, maybe the second draft I've done all year so far, where I'm not selecting Tyrion Davis Price. So, you know, you got to mix it up.
Well, I'm going to have to mix it up as well, because my queue just got completely emptied right here. Going back and forth between what I want to do. I'm going to go take a Derek Brown guy. I'm going to go take Drake London here. Save me a slight reach, but that's nice. Okay. He's my fourth wide receiver. So if Michael Thomas isn't what he used to be, then maybe Drake London emerges as the guy that he might be able to be. And looking after you took Eli Mitchell, we had Chase Edmonds at 606, Gabriel Davis at 607. Of course, on my queue, 608, Hunter Renfrow, of course, on my queue. So I took Drake London at 609. Dobbins at 610 goes. Another guy I was considering. Who are you considering here, Big Pot Energy?
Going with Devonta Smith, wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow. Can I get you a hoagie and a Coke to go along with all those Eagles that you're drafting?
No, thank you.
No? You sure?
I'm good. We call it subs up in New England also, by the way. I don't know what a hoagie is.
It's a hoagie. Well, in Philadelphia, it's a hoagie. That's what it is. So, like, Devonta Smith, A.J. Brown, all those guys are going to be so good for the Eagles this year. Actually, the Eagles is how I should say
Eagles.
It. Oh, well, look, I lived in Philadelphia for 6 years. If you don't pick up a little bit of the accent, then, I mean, you're wasting your time. Juju Smith-Schuster goes at 6'12", 7'01". The turn coming back around. Josh Jacobs, another guy I was considering. So here we go. Big Pot Energy, you going up next year. Where is the selection?
Yeah, I'm going to go with someone that projects to lead his team in targets this season and an offense that I think can be a lot better this year, and that's Christian Kirk for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So where, you know, these Eagles receivers might be tough to project, you know, who's going to have the big game unless one of them gets hurt, where Kirk, I feel pretty confident about sliding him as my wide receiver three or flex every single week, and he's going to put up, you know, double-digit fantasy points.
All right, there you go. Christian Kirk, one of my favorite selections. I like it. Brandon Ayuk goes next, which brings it back to me. I think I'm going to, since it's PPR, getting myself a little bit of an RB3 action here. I have the two big running backs. I want to have a third guy because, look, if I've got Chubb and I've got Javonte Williams, they're playing well, then those are the guys that stay in there. So I'm going to go ahead and take Tony Pollard here. Again, the PPR, Pollard becomes a little bit more exciting to me than in the half. 705, Chalupa Batman goes next here. We'll see what they have. Derek Brown, we come back down to you at 708. I have a pretty good idea who's in the queue there. So we'll see if I am correct. And I will be honest with my selection of my prediction, I should say, of your selection. Clyde Edwards-Helaire goes at 705. Dr. Meh. Which is good. I mean, Dr. Meh is a good name there. Kareem Hunt goes next. Uncertainty for Kareem Hunt. Before we get to Derek Brown, Andrew Erickson, talk to me about Kareem Hunt here. Does the unhappy Kareem Hunt make any difference in his fantasy value at all to you?
Yeah, I think it makes all the difference in the world. I mean, I don't understand how late Kareem Hunt has been going this entire draft season when last year he was being drafted like in the fourth or fifth round in the exact same role that he's in right now as the number two running back on the Cleveland Browns, except now you have this untapped potential where if he gets traded, like 67% of the teams he would get traded to, he would be the RB1 on. So I just think that he's getting drafted at his stone cold floor, and there's so much room for him to grow in a different role with a different offense. Like we've seen this so much. So you've seen this before where teams trade for running back and make him their RB1 and then he smashes, and Kareem Hunt's already shown he led the league in rushing. He's already done it. So I think Kareem Hunt's an awesome pick here by, you know, shout out to you, Dr. Meh.
Dr. Meh does it well. So much more room for activities potentially for Kareem Hunt if he gets traded. Rashad Penny goes at 707. Then Derek Brown, you took the tight end at 708.
Yeah, I mean, look, I understand that people are not as high on maybe on Dalton Schultz as I am. I think he's going to gobble up a ton of volume.
Who are these people? I love him. Erickson loves him. Is there anybody else besides us?
I've seen some pushback on social media. I've seen some pushback about...
please. Because he's not athletic, bro.
Look, you could still be Zach Ertz quality of athlete and get a ton of targets. I mean, who else is Dallas going to throw the ball to? I love Jalen Tolbert. Do not get me wrong. And I like Tony Pollard. But, I mean, Dalton Schultz is still going to get a ton of targets this year.
I'd love to see the 40 times of all the people saying that Dalton Schultz is not athletic. 709. DeAndre Hopkins selected, 7'10", Miles Sanders. I'm sorry you couldn't get the complete Eagles stack there, Andrew. I apologize for that. Alan Lazard at 7'11", right before Fitz. That's got to stick right in the cram hole there. Adam Thielen goes to you, Fitz, at 7'12". Who's the next pick for you at 8'01"?
Oh, man.
Did you want Lazard? Is that what happened there?
No. Oh. I'm going to gamble on Kadarius Toney here. So Thielen is not really a guy I normally get a lot of, but he was just staring me in the face. And I'm a little nervous about him, to be honest, after like a career low in yards per catch, yards per target, kind of really fell off in those categories. And he's been living on touchdowns, which, you know, can be a fickle mistress, a tough way to go. And I don't know if he's going to continue to score touchdowns, but you know, hopefully the offense is a little more lively. And then Tony, we know about the upside with Tony. Just a crazy, twitchy, springy athlete who, if he can stay on the field, you know, could do big things in this offense. Like what we saw from him in that 2-week stretch last year in weeks 4 and 5 was pretty extraordinary.
Absolutely. I mean, everybody likes it. I mean, most mistresses are fickle, I feel like, right? Isn't that always what it seems to be?
I mean, whoever says, you know, I love a good husband here.
I don't know. I mean, who loves it? I love a good consistent mistress. No, everybody says fickle mistress. That's always what it is. All right, let's look at the other names that went here in this draft. After Kadarius Toney there, who I thought Derek Brown was going to select, but didn't. Devin Singletary, 802. Tyler Lockett, 803. James Cook at 804. Dak Prescott goes to you. Derek Brown, you like that little stack you got going there?
I like it. I mean, when it happens in redraft, you just go with it. It's not something I'm going to force in this type of avenue. But Prescott, again, I think the volume is going to be there. And the upside also, because the consensus, I think, is sleeping on Dak Prescott a little bit, is that I think we see the rushing come back. So I'll take Dak Prescott here easily right now.
All right. I got a slight reach on my selection, who we'll get to in a second. But this is that next quarterback run. Russell Wilson goes at 806, then TJ Hawkinson, followed by Trey Lance at 808. I took Sky Moore, which, of course, gave me a reach. Tom Brady went right after. I thought maybe Brady would make it back to me. He did not. Sad. Terrible. Oh, well, I'll live. Joe Burrow goes next to Big Pot Energy. So you fell into the quarterback run there, Erickson. Are you happy with yourself?
Yeah, because I got the last guy in the tier before I think that there's a drop-off in quarterback play. So it actually fell right into my plot, basically getting Joe Burrow at the cheapest price of where I think that there's a tier gap at the quarterback position.
Well, one can only hope you take Dallas Goedert with your next selection. Robert Woods at 812, Garrett Wilson at 901, Big Pot Energy, you're up for 902.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. I missed that commercial. That was a fun one.
I could take Russell Gage because Russell I think Gage. Everyone just hates him now because, you know, they signed Julio Jones and it's like, hey, Chris Godwin still might not be ready for week one. So yeah, 9th round. Sure. I'll take a shot on Russell Gage outside the top 100.
That's going to be the funniest thing, right? Everybody like panics about Russell Gage. And then all of a sudden, if Russell Gage ends up being exactly who we thought he was, despite all these other things, I feel like we're setting ourselves up for
we're going to come. Like, this happens all the time. We come full circle. He's like, he gets the hype, the steam, then he comes back down. Then we're drafting where we were supposed to be drafting him anyway. And then when it's all said and done week one, oh, what do you know? Russell Gage, 90% snap share, 8 targets, 4 catches, 100 yards. Boom.
What do you know? Or I'm going to take Chris Olave with my next pick because Stevenson went right before me. That was going to be my selection. So Chris Olave instead build out the wide receiver depth a little bit more, which I'd like to do here. So I got him and Sky Moore out there on the bench potentially for me. Cordero Patterson at 905 from Chalupa Batman. Traylon Burks at 906. Jazz is up next before Derek Brown. D-Bro, what are you looking at here?
Well, Traylon Burks was at the top of the queue. Feel pretty good, not great about my running backs and wide receivers to this point. So it's really just upside and depth right now. I think I'm going to lean with a wide receiver that I've been talking about consistently. I'm going to go with a big slot Sisson from Chase Claypool.
That's a hard thing to say. Would you like a second shot at that?
No, I'm probably going to sound even worse the second time around.
I'd kind of like to hear you take a second shot at it, though, because that's the very reason I'd like to hear it again. But
all right, fine. I'll give you a big slot Sisson is incoming, baby. Got it that time.
Once again, another Slack message. Derek Brown, please see HR after the show. All right, Damian Harris at 909. ATC is up next at 910. GB following that. Now, Fitz, you're in a spot here where, you know, everything's coming up Millhouse for you. You seem to be very happy for the most part with the guys that have made it down to you. What are you looking to do here? You're looking to build out the running back room or just take best player available? How do you react to this turn at 9 and 10?
I was actually going to take advantage of the tight end value for a second until my friend Taco there in the 10 spot stole Dallas Goedert from me. So, boy, this is kind of a second straight situation. I'm not thrilled with the talent on the board, but with one of these spots for sure, I'm going with the upside of Ken Walker III, Joe's favorite country club member. Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like that job's eventually going to be his. That's kind of all there is to it. So, you know, and then I'm going to see if there's some upside left with Devontae Parker.
Oh, I like that one. Straight out of my queue.
I'm probably going to get five games out of him this
year. I was
going
to say, you're going to get five great games, Fitzy. What are you worried
about?
That's
all you need.
That's all you need, baby.
Wait,
that's all you need.
Joe, are we not going to talk about how Ramondre Stevenson went in front of Damian Harris?
We could talk about that. Why don't I recap the picks and then you can talk about that. Deal?
Sure. Let's bring it on.
Damian Harris went 909, Dallas Goedert 910, DJ Chark at 911, then Fitzy at 912 took Walker to start the 10th round, Devontae Parker. Damian Pierce goes at 10-2. Now you can talk about that. Is that wrong? Is that right, Andrew, in the PPR?
Well, it's one of these things where you know, we fixate on Ramondre because we always know in the back of our mind he's cheaper than Damian Harris. And then you can factor in, oh, he should eat into Harris's carries this season. But Harris is still like the starting running back. So I liked Ramondre when he was like a value, like going later than Damian Harris. But now if Damian Harris is going to go this late, I mean, I'm still not really sure how I feel about it. What about you guys?
Derek Brown, would you like to... Oh, go ahead, Pat. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that, you know, I feel the same way. Like, I thought Stevenson was maybe, like, low-key the better straight-up pick. But, you know, I didn't actually expect that I would start seeing Stevenson going ahead of Harris in drafts. And I'm not crazy about that. And, you know, I was actually thinking about picking Harris, even though I'm... it was always one of those things where I felt better about Stevenson at the price point. But now that the price points have kind of shifted... I don't know. Yeah, Stevenson is maybe starting to get a little expensive.
Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about Buffalo Wild Wings. The best place to host your fantasy draft this year is at Buffalo Wild Wings. Book now in advance at buffalowildwings.com/fantasy and get half off on all the bar food appetizers during your draft party. That includes nachos, buffalo chicken tots, everything pretzel knots, mozzarella sticks, fried pickles, you name it, they got it. Buffalo Wild Wings has great deals on beers too. $3 tall house beers, $4 domestic beers of the month, and $5 craft beers. This year, Buffalo Wild Wings is also putting together the League Loser Package. That's right. The League Losers are going to be on the hot seat. The first 20 draft parties at each Buffalo Wild Wings location gets a fantasy football punishment pack. And in that punishment pack, you're going to get 6 free boneless wings with the hottest sauce ever blazing. And a bib to wear that says last place in big letters so the whole bar will know just how bad that person is at fantasy football. Plus a certificate of underachievement that's worthy of being framed. Not to mention free coupons for the whole league to come back during the football season. So don't forget to book in advance at buffalowildwings.com/fantasy. Again, that's buffalowildwings.com/fantasy. Spots fill up fast. Make sure you grab one for draft day before they're gone. And now back to the action. At 10:03, Michael Carter, then Tyler Boyd, Derek Brown at 10:05. Who did you select?
10:05, I'm just going to go with the guy that should be in this range and take the value because he's still buried in ECR. Isaiah Spiller, we need to put respect on his name. He needs to be going in the Ramondre Stevenson, Tony Pollard area of drafts, and I'll just stop the fall.
Stopping the fall, indeed. Jacoby Myers goes out of my queue and onto Team Jazz. Then 10:07, Nyheim Hines, Zach Ertz, 10:08, also out of my queue. 10:09, I'm up next. I'm going to go ahead and take my quarterback, Kirk Cousins, my little pair. I don't care if it's a reach alert, Draft Wizard. I understand. I know what I'm doing. I understand. It's nice to keep me disciplined, but I got it. I hear you. Cole Kmet goes next. BPE, you're up next at 10:11.
All right. What am I thinking here? 20 seconds left. Cole Kmet off the board. So that means I'm probably not going to go with a tight end because there's not much left that I can really... glean towards. So I'll just take a handcuff with some upside. Alexander Mattison.
That is, you felt so uninspired just now making that pick. I felt,
well,
like,
I mean, you don't, you're not like thrilled to get him because you're like, well,
like
I can't play this guy until Dalvin
Alexander Mattison. He's a fire extinguisher. In case of emergency, you break open glass and he becomes incredibly effective. Otherwise he just sits there and collects dust and he's completely useless to you until he expires.
That felt like a lesser pod energy type of pick.
Yeah,
I mean, it is.
Khalil Herbert would have been the better one at 10:12, I think, but that went right after you. 11:01, nice putt is up again for another pick after Herbert. We'll see who they select next. Looking at my roster, too, because I'm coming up here pretty soon. I like my wide receiver room. Look at all the rookies. I'm building a dynasty team, D-Bro. London, Olave, Sky Moore. You like that? Huh? Feeling strong?
I'd like it a lot better if they were on my team, but, you know, good job, Joe. Good job.
Julio Jones at 11:01. So BPE, you're up next. Let's see if you can pull yourself up by the bootstraps and make a pick you like this time?
I'm going to go with Kenneth Gainwell. You know, he's been getting a lot of positive reports out of the Eagles training camp. And I think the thing with Miles Sanders is, yeah, maybe he'll rush for 5 yards per carry, 5.5 yards per carry, and be efficient. But I mean, if the dude's not catching passes, he's not being used at the red zone, then who cares how great his yards per carry is? Like, I don't care. So Gainwell's getting more steam of seeing more high value touches, which translates into fantasy points. So I want that guy on my team.
He wants that guy. Justin Fields, 1103. I took Pat Freiermuth at 1104. I took my tight end. So hopefully the draft wizard actually told me something nice for a change after scolding me for all my reach alerts. But let this be a lesson, everybody. Just because the ECR says one thing doesn't mean that you shouldn't go get your players. Get your guys. Or in Andrew's case, everyone that plays for the Eagles, get them. Aaron Rodgers goes next at 1105. Dr. Matt is up next at 1106. D-Bro, you're up in two picks. What's on the radar for you?
The squad feels pretty balanced right now. I've got four running backs, four wide receivers. So really it's best player available. A lot of the wide receivers in this range I like, especially considering I have four of them. So really these are just the home run swings. Like who's going to be there or who can put me over the top in the middle of the season or late in the season. And the player that perfectly fits this bill is Jameson Williams. I've been saying it, and I'm going to continue to say it. I think he could be the stretch run hammer. If he comes out of the gate, like we're talking back half of the season, and he's ripping off long passes from Jared Goff, and yeah, love it.
I like that stretch run hammer. That's a fun one. I'm going to keep that. I want a t-shirt made up that says that. I'm the stretch run hammer, bro. All right, Jarvis Landry goes 1106, MVS at 1107, then Williams to D-Bro at 1108, Dawson Knox at 1109. We're getting very close to Pat Fitzmaurice. So Fitz, you're up in two picks. What are you going to do here at the turn if you have your druthers?
Oh, Joe, I'm going to need some DayQuil because I've got some rookie fever here. And oh, my God. And I just got sniped. And the guy Andy Behrens told us he is not leaving drafts without. So, all right. Well, I'm going to indulge the
somebody must have been watching that show.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
Tyler Allgeier?
Yeah, it was Tyler Allgeier.
On the depth chart, he's eighth string, according to the Atlanta Falcons
website. Yeah, yeah, we know about
that. Well, you know how much Derek Brown likes that.
Exactly.
I've been told depth charts matter, and you have to believe Twitter. If it's on Twitter, it has to be true. It's lore.
And I mean, maybe Allgeier does what Mike Davis does last year, but that was coming at a fifth round price last year. Now it's 11th round. Like, that's not too bad. And then with this other one, I don't know, man. I'm going to go with James Robinson. I know he's probably not going to be available early in the season, but you know, when he's healthy, he's going to have at least some sort of role in this offense.
No, look, Robinson was a player I was contemplating with my last pick as well. Dawson Knox at 1109, Kenny Galladay 1110. Then Allgeier went at 1111, which was not the wish for Pat Fitzmaurice. 1112, he took Pickens, and then Robinson at 1201. Nico Collins went at 1202. Rondale Moore, nice value at 1203. Mock Draft is up next, followed by Derek Brown. D-Bro, what do you hope it makes it back to you here?
Probably going to keep hammering wide receivers at this point in the draft. And I'm going to go with a guy that, again, talking about cheap pieces of really good offenses. The ECR is wrong and it needs to come up. Jalen Tolbert, come on down, baby.
Jalen Tolbert, come on down. So we had Jamal Williams go, then Tolbert go next. Jazz is up after that. Then we have a few picks to me. Looking at my team right now, I've got the three running backs. I got a lot of wide receivers. I got six of them. Typically, I like to take the BPA here. There's a couple guys, too, that, you know, as we continue to look at some of the trendy camp names that I always feel like, you know, if you take some of these guys and they work out, then that's great. I mean, then you have nothing to lose. And if they don't work out, then you just cut them. I mean, what's the harm in that? Joshua Palmer, KJ Osborne, those are two guys that stick out for me. Although I probably could use some more running backs, I'm gonna go ahead and take the better talent and KJ Osborne, who I think has a lot of opportunity this year. And of course, I got my fourth reach alert of the draft. That might be a new Joey P record. I have to check the books to make sure about that. Before I made that selection, after Tolbert went to D-Bro, David Njoku went at 1206, Daryl Henderson at 1207, Jahan Dotson at 1208, and of course, KJ Osborne to me at 1209. The fantasy guru is going to pick right before Andrew Erickson. Erickson, who are you going to select here at 1211?
well, I can't tell you that because Fantasy Guru might be listening.
And they can't be listening. This is not live. This is pre-recorded, this one. It's live for all of them, but they can't hear you unless, you know, they're listening in and they've bugged your room, which is possible. It's not out of the realm.
I wouldn't put it past the Discord members.
That's true.
They are savvy.
They are very savvy. And hilarious, by the way. Like, I love the tone in the Discord. That's my favorite thing. It's like, you know, there's communities sometimes that have a negative tone and stuff like that. Nope. Not the FP family. We are fun, passionate about football. It's a good group. Check them out on Discord, fantasypros.com/chat. Paris Campbell is the selection because JD McKissick went before you. Is that the guy you wanted?
Yeah, no, I wanted Paris Campbell. Yeah, that's exactly what I was honing in on. Yeah,
Paris Campbell. You wanted him. Okay.
Yes.
On your fantasy team.
Yeah, because after he plays in week one, he's going to be the most added player off the waiver wire. Guaranteed.
All right. Romeo Dubs or Dobbs. Have we gotten a ruling on this yet? Gotten a ruling on the Dubs or Dobbs?
I think it's Dubs.
Is Dubs, right? All right. Just want to be sure, because then I get a note saying, Joe, you said it wrong. But I've heard it on NFL Network three different ways already. Somebody called him Dubé.
Well, it could be a Robert Tonyan or Robert Tunyon type of situation where they just call it wrong and he just never corrects anybody and we just call him the wrong name for his entire career.
That is very, very possible. All right, coming back up to me here. I'm going to go ahead and take a young running back here. I'm going to take Zamir White, one of my favorites here. So after Raheem Mostert went at 1301, we had Big Pod Energy. You selected D'Ernest Johnson there at 1302. Why the D'Ernest? Because you think that the Kareem Hunt gets traded?
Yeah. I mean, these reports don't come out for no reason. Like, the dude, once someone gets injured, the Browns running backs are going to be the first one on the phone being like, hey, can we get this guy from you? And the Browns will be like, yeah, we could definitely use some salary cap relief. So let's get this going.
All right. So Zamir White goes to me. Rashad White goes next at 1305. 1306 is Mike Gesicki. Jazz is up next at 1307. We'll see who Jazz selects with 10 seconds left. It's KJ Hamler. Derek Brown, you're up for 1308. And today, just a reminder, boys and girls, we are selecting a defense. So just keep that in mind. With D-Bro, 1308, who you got?
I was going to go Rashad White. Unfortunately, got sniped. I got a lot of wide receiver depth. I'm going to take an upside swing. If Dalton Schultz is not a dude, Albert Okwuegbunam. I hear there's a lot of other pronunciations out on the Twitter sphere for his name. Albert O for the less than savvy types like myself. The talent profile is elite, guys. If he hits his ceiling inside of this offense, I mean, legitimately, he could be awesome this year.
Go ahead, Erickson. Say his name correctly.
Albert Okwuegbunam.
Thank you. Every time he says it, he gets a treat. So that's why he's gotten very good at it. Josh Palmer, 1309, then 1310. Ronald Jones, followed by Hunter Henry, 1311. Fitzy, you're up to close out 13 and start 14.
Look at my guy, D-Bro, leaving Tyrion Davis Price on the table. Well, he's like 12th on the depth chart. I was not expecting that.
That's why.
Yeah, I was told he was left off the depth chart, RB15.
All right. So I'm, going to go for some sort of tight end here, man. Like Noah Fant gets just no respect, man. You know, he's had bad quarterbacks and he's finished as a top 12 tight end the last 2 years. So, maybe the floor is a little higher than people think for Fant. And we know he's just an athletic freak.
All right. A lot of Noah Fant love on the pod this week. Love to see it. All right. 1402. Buffalo Bills first defense off the clock. Maybe they are listening. Maybe the draft is happening from inside the house. 1403 ATC is up next. A couple picks before Derek Brown. D-Bro, you're going to take a defense here. You got a little late sleeper, or instead you're going to take the position player and then the D.
I will never draft a defense before my last pick. I'm sorry. I will not do it. So yeah, it's really just best player available. There's a slew of wide receivers and small handful of running backs that I could take here. So all my entire queue is left on the board. I will. Let's take another upside swing here. If he truly is the slot wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills, Isaiah McKenzie is a total steal at this point.
All right. We have Irv Smith going at 1403, the Tampa D at 1404, then Isaiah McKenzie to Derek Brown at 1405. Jazz is up next, all that jazz at 1406. I will take a defense before because it makes sense, because the players that I'm looking at, I'm going to get one of the three of them. It doesn't matter. So I might as well try to get some kind of advantage with whatever defense I select. So it's all about where you are in the draft and understanding the players you like and what the board looks like. So Derrick Brown, I understand his point of view about the defense, but me being Mr. IDP, defense matters. That's what I always say. Especially it mattered a couple years ago when I remember I selected the Pats defense and I won a bunch of leagues on that. So that was nice. Matthew Stafford goes after Darrell Williams, 1406, then Stafford at 1407. Chalupa Batman is up next. Question is, do I take the 49ers defense, the Colts defense? I'm liking the Colts defense, to be honest. I like that that weak division. Give me the weak division numbers. To me, that's always something I like. Now, I understand that, you know, it's giving me the San Francisco 49ers. And we had this once before, didn't we? Didn't we have this? What are the first six games here? Chicago, Seattle, Denver, Rams, Carolina, yeah, Atlanta.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Yeah, all right. Well, back to the 49. I knew there was a reason why I ended up always good. Not. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. You're right. All right. Indianapolis Colts go right after me at 14-10. So clearly, my room is bugged. Andrew Erickson, 14-11. What would you like to take?
I have not drafted a tight end yet, if you guys didn't know. So I'm going to draft a tight
we
end knew, here.
We just didn't care.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Gerald Everett for the Los Angeles Chargers. One of my favorite late round tight ends. I think he could have a big role in the Chargers offense. He was pretty good last year during the second half with Seattle in a extremely run heavy offense. So now that he's upgraded more passing attempts, I think that's going to benefit him. And I think he's a sneaky guy to be tight end one this year.
The more I punt tight end, the more I like my rosters, Erickson. I got to be honest with you. I did it in flex on Saturday. I've done it in the last few drafts where I just punted it all together. Now where Fitz was, where it just comes to you and it's there at the bottom. And there's no running backs really worth taking that fit that bill. I totally get taking a Pitts or a Kittle or somebody like that there. But to me, punting tight end, that's been the secret sauce to getting nice rosters. Los Angeles Rams at 14-12, Kendrick Bourne at 15-01, Denver Broncos 15-02. To you, BPE, so you like the Denver D, huh?
Week one is Denver versus Seattle. So, yeah, I like that.
I like how you don't get too far ahead of yourself, kid. I like that. Just week one week at a time. God willing,
hey, that's all I need. And then you just cut the defense and move on to the next week.
Just move on to the done on to the next one. In the words of the Foo Fighters and Andrew Erickson, Gus Edwards, 1503, 1504 is up to me. Oh, let's have some fun. I could take Brian Robinson, which is probably the smarter selection. I could take Sony Michel and make the draft wizard happy and get a better grade, but I'm not. I'm going to take Isaiah Pacheco because I like all the Campas and I saw him play at Rutgers. And I thought he was really good at the combine and I don't think Clyde Edwards-Helaire is ever going to be a thing. And I know Jerick McKinnon never will be either. And maybe just maybe it's that guy who comes off the waiver wire week one, not Paris Campbell after the good week. So instead I'm going to take the Andrew Erickson advice. Just use it on somebody else. New England Patriots at 1505, 1506, Dallas Cowboys, 1507 is coming up next. So D-Bro after the New Orleans Saints go right before you. What defense would you like to select at 1508?
Sorry, all I heard, Joe, was that you really love this year's version of Darwin Thompson. But on to my defense. I'm going to go with the Chico defense, the team that nobody really wants a lot of parts or pieces of this team because they don't know what's going on with the quarterback. But defense, it's a really nice schedule. I'm going to go Cleveland Browns.
All right. I always love that you never use any buzzwords like cheat code or things like that. Derrick Brown selects the Cleveland Browns and Amiko Hardman at 1509. I love my job, but can I just say I love you guys? Like, this is just the best.
Buzzwords. Mr. Game Changer. That's a buzzword.
I'm doing it ironically. There's a difference. When I do it, I'm making fun of it in a way. I'm tongue-in-cheek.
Do it if you're talking to the third person at the same time, just so we're clear, okay?
Joe Pizzapia knows exactly where Joe Pizzapia would go with Joe Pizzapia's pick. Miko Hardman at 1509, the Chargers at 1510, 1511 up next. So when you're at the bottom here, Fitz, and you're looking at all these defenses, which ones sort of are in the conversation for you to select?
Oh, well, there's only one, Joe, because I'm a shameless homer. So I'm going to go ahead and take the Green Bay Packers. But I mean, I really do think it's going to be a really tough defense.
Good in division schedule too, though. Going to play the Bears.
good divisional schedule, maybe the best defensive backfield in football. And Rashawn Gary has just turned into a complete monster. Even though he blocked me on Twitter, I'm not going to hold that against him. When the Packers drafted him, I think I said Rashawn Gary was the second best Michigan defensive end in that year's draft. Apparently he saw that and didn't like it. So, but anyway, yeah, they're going to be good. I recommend them as a targeted defense for people who have to take a team defense.
I am very pleased with this draft, which means, of course, Draft Wizard does not care for it. So I got a C minus. That's perfectly fine. I'm fine. I'm about winning the leagues, not about winning the draft, bro. Okay. Fitz, what was the draft grade that you got from the old wizard?
B minus. Bringing up my high school GPA. There it is. Raising it by some points.
Derek Brown, what GED score did you receive?
I guess they barely passing grades. You know, C equals anything you want to go with. C equals veterinarian. C equals MD. C is passing grades. I'll take it.
You know what I love? Mine is, you know, you look at the draft intel here in the back end. It's got that little graph that, you know, that goes with the bars all the way down. And then mine, you can't even see. It's there. It's acknowledging that I was in the draft. But that's it. That's all it's doing is acknowledging that I was present. And it gave me like a sliver of points. It gave me like 4 points. The top was 1075. Before we get to the winners of the draft, Andrew Erickson, what grade did you receive from Draft Wizard?
B, 84 out of 100. And the highest rank of all of our analysts here drafting. So I feel pretty proud of myself.
Yes. Yes. Andrew Erickson loves him some Andrew Erickson as well. And that's fine. It's fine. Let's go to our winners of the draft today. Dr. Meh up at the top, knows the medicine, number one, 1075 projected score. Andrew Taco himself at 1067 was second. Nice putt, 87 and third. Fantasy Guru 101 at 1013 is fourth, and BPE of course was fifth. So congrats to Doc, Dr. Meh, winning this draft here. It says that I reached on everybody. Sky Moore, KJ Osborne. Sure, that's fine. If I look at the expert opinions, of course, Joe Pizzapia gave me a 93. That's an A. That's all I need. I'm good. When we go to some of the experts that liked or disliked your draft, Derek Brown, who stood out to you in terms of thumbs up or thumbs down in the Gladiator arena?
So nothing really like huge as far as anybody hating my draft. Of course, I loved my draft. So that's kind of, you know, Derek Brown likes his own draft. That's all kind of matters here. But I'm pretty happy with this team, guys. I mean, Erickson, I'll toss this to you. I mean, we're going to go with the Derrickson moment here. Thoughts on the team I drafted, my man?
Your team. I like Chase. I mean, Barkley.
Did you even draft a team, bro?
In the second round. I like Barkley. I mean, this is the year to be Allen Barkley. I'm like so convinced that this is his bounce back.
Well, this is the year where it doesn't kill your team to be on Barkley. So that's more important, right?
I mean, he went in the second round last year, too.
Did he? He was going a little bit before that, I felt like, in some spots.
So. Not after all the, not after people watch the preseason.
That's fair. That's fair.
I guess the only thing I would think about is you took Jalen Waddle. I thought you might take Kyle Pitts there.
I thought about it. I thought about going tight end there. A lot of these drafts and stuff, like it's, do you go with the wide receivers in that range or do we punt tight ends? Cause I'm with Joe. Like I like a lot of these late round tight ends cause they're tied to good offenses like Everett, Hayden Hurst. Even you could talk me into David Njoku still like,
sure.
So it's kind of a toss up.
Yeah. Well, I thought Fitz got an absolute. I mean, I was about to call the cops for highway robbery of Pitts in round four.
Oh, he was crushed. I mean, Fitz was crushed like, this too. I love the zero RB.
Yeah.
Well, let's look at the rosters here. So Derek Brown took Dak Prescott, Saquon Barkley, James Conner, Jamar Chase, Jalen Waddle, Bateman, Schultz, Eli Mitchell. You had me up until the Eli Mitchell. I absolutely love this roster up until there. That's where you lost me. I just can't buy into those guys. Cleveland Browns, Chase Claypool, Isaiah Spiller, Albert O., Jameson Williams, Jalen Tolbert, Isaiah McKenzie. So look, man, in PPR, you've got the wide receiver build. You got the tight end who's catching the football. You might have the running back who's catching the football quite a bit in Saquon as well. This is a great roster, Derek. I don't think your grade was deserving. I think you deserved a better grade.
Well, and the other thing about it, and I want to point this out for PPR leagues especially too, how many of these late slot wide receivers can you gobble up that are PPR? They're awesome for PPR formats late in the draft. Like Isaiah McKenzie, Wandale Robinson, all these other guys that, like, if we're talking about receptions, you can easily craft in like an easy narrative where McKenzie gets 100 to 120 targets this year. Wandale Robinson maybe leads this team in targets if Tony doesn't pan out this year. So I think there's a lot of like those slot wide receivers late that make a lot of sense in the format.
All right. Pat Fitzmaurice's team, Josh Allen, Antonio Gibson, AJ Dillon. So obviously you know, the different build in terms of running back. But then you look at the wide receiver room, Stephon Diggs, Devontae Adams. Then you got Kyle Pitts, a tight end, Adam Thielen as well, Ken Walker, Green Bay Packers. Then Kadarius Toney, James Robinson, Devontae Parker, Noah Fant, George Pickens, Tyrion David Price. Fitzy, how you feel about the squad?
Pretty good. Like, I like my makeup at wide receiver, tight end, quarterback, and I'm giving myself a chance to get lucky at running back, which I think sometimes in these types of constructions is a decent thing. You know, like if I hit on a couple of these running backs, I'm going to have a really good team. And, you know, if I don't and I have to churn the waiver wire all season, it's probably going to be a frustrating year.
All right, let's go to Andrew Erickson, who's the big winner here. Joe Burrow, well, at least the big winner amongst us. Joe Burrow, Jonathan Taylor, Cam Akers, A.J. Brown, Cortland Sutton, Devonta Smith, Gerald Everett, Brees Hall. Then the Denver Broncos D, you had Christian Kirk on the bench. Nice bench there. Alexander Mattison, Russell Gage, Kenneth Gainwell, Paris Campbell, and D'Ernest Johnson. How do you feel about this roster here, Erickson?
I like it a lot, and something I'm looking at the team strengths part of the Draft Wizard, is I have the number one ranked flex. So by taking three running backs early on, I mean, my flex is better than everyone else's. It's not, you know, it's
my
opinion.
But we already knew that. You work out 5 days a week.
But I mean, Brees Hall versus Josh Jacobs. Brees Hall versus Elijah Mitchell. Brees Hall. Like, Brees Hall versus Darnell Mooney. Brees Hall. Like, I just like how I can put out these three running backs that I think could see have massive workloads and be guys I have give me a really high floor with my roster every week. And then I just cycle through that wide receiver three spot with Kirk, with Devontae Smith. You know, if Paris Campbell stays healthy, like I can just cycle through my wide receiver three based on matchup and whoever pops, Russell Gage. You know, if Godwin's not ready, I can start Russell Gage. So I do like my roster, and I agree that I had the best one out of all five, out of all four of us.
All right, then I'll let that settle for a second. Try to rebound from it. My roster, Kirk Cousins, Javonte Williams, Nick Chubb, then Justin Jefferson, Jerry Jeudy, Michael Thomas, Pat Freiermuth, Tony Pollard. I could also play Drake London if I wanted to against your Brees Hall and your precious flex spot. 49ers defense, Drake London right now on the bench. Tony Pollard is in there. So Drake London, Chris Olave, Sky Moore, KJ Osborne, Zamir White, and Pacheco. Derek Brown, what are your thoughts on this roster here? Because honestly, I kind of like this. I got two potential really solid low-end RB1s. I got a quarterback that's going to, I think, throw a bunch of touchdowns again. And I think the wide receiver core has a lot of upside, especially if Thomas rebounds. But what do you see? What's the outside I see about this roster?
I really like this team. It's painful for me to tell you that, Joe.
I know it is. I know it hurts you. I know.
It really does. A lot of salt here. but I really like this team, especially the upside shots that you took at wide receiver. I mean, you know my thoughts on Drake London and Sky Moore. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they hit, whew. I mean, that really could put your team over the top here.
Well, and I just need one of them, too. And this mm-hmm. is why when you start hitting that bench, everybody, make sure you give yourself opportunity for that upside, because that is the most important thing. And make sure you give yourself an opportunity to try out in the mock drafts over here using Draft Wizard at fantasypros.com/draftwizard. You can run simulations by yourself there. You can run multi-user drafts. You can go into the lobby itself and just join other humans and not draft against the robots. There's drafts going on all day long, 24/7. So go check it out at fantasypros.com/draftwizard. It's free to check it out. And if you're a premium member of Fantasy Pros, and we encourage you to go look at fantasypros.com/offers and get on that 6 months free premium just by depositing in one of our partner sites there, you can use the upgraded Draft Wizard, which is fantastic. You can work that sync technology up to it, use the cheat sheet creator, use the draft intel, the new feature that just dropped yesterday as well, where you can actually use the draft intel that tells you all about your league mates in all of your leagues and their tendencies. And then if you're a premium member, you actually get to use that in a mock draft scenario, which is about as good as it gets to prepare you for your actual tailor-made specific draft. It's fantastic. And of course, speaking of fantastic, we have so much great content here at Fantasy Pros. So I encourage you, I implore you, subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/fantasypros today, and click that little bell till it goes ding for notifications, because we got the videos, we got the podcasts, we got the live streams, we got it all at Fantasy Pros. And we want you to be here with us to experience all of it and be part of this Fantasy Pros family. So great show today, boys, and a shout out to Chris and our technical team as always. And a special thank you to all of the folks that drafted with us, that made it tough on us. We appreciate you, and we appreciate you being part of our Fantasy Pros family. I want to thank the sponsors of today's show, including League Tycoon. Head over to leaguetycoon.com, use the promo code FANTASYPROS, and get your Contract Dynasty League up and running again at leaguetycoon.com. Fantasy Pros is the promo code you need. And of course, if you're having a draft this year, have it at Buffalo Wild Wings. Go to buffalowildwings.com/fantasy, book your league's draft, get all the beer, get all the wings, get all the fun over at Buffalo Wild Wings, the best place to have your fantasy draft. So you can book it there right now, going to buffalowildwings.com/fantasy. That'll do it for us, but the story of the game goes on. For Pat Fitzmaurice and Derrickson, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.